Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 54 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
We have a bouldering wall in the back of our gym, then we have the pool.
Moorhead State University will have a day camp this summer.
Religious leaders gathered in Lexington on Saturday to end Ramadan.
Republican candidates for governor have been relatively quiet as Democrats prepare for another debate on Wednesday.
Organic farming in Ohio is becoming more popular.
Police in McGoffin County are searching for a missing toddler.
In sports, Rowan baseball and softball are in action tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Cloudy skies tonight with a low around 44 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Recreation and Wellness Center on the campus of Moorhead State University will host a day camp this summer for children ages 5 to 12. The camp opens May 28th and will cost $110 per week for MSU faculty, staff, and Recreation Center members, or $125 per week for non-members with no MSU affiliation. Intramural and club sports coordinator Zach Martin says training for the camp staff has already begun.
We have lead counselors and who kind of are running the day-to-day operations, and then counselors, camp counselors. Most of them are MSU students and incoming MSU students. I think all of them are.
Campers will be able to use the climbing wall, pool, hike Eagle Lake, and play outdoor games during the camp. For more information, you can contact Martin at zmartin@moorheadstate.edu.
The Rowan County Sharing and Caring Alzheimer's Support Group will host a meeting for loved ones and caregivers of individuals suffering from Alzheimer's and related diseases. The meeting will take place on Monday, June 3rd at 6 p.m. at the Rowan County Public Library. Mary Horsley is the local Alzheimer's Association Support Group facilitator. She says the meetings are informal.
And they can expect support basically, and education about the disease and answers to any questions that they may have about the disease.
Horsley says the group will meet on the first Monday of every month at the library. The meeting is free and open to the public.
Area religious leaders came together in Lexington on Saturday for the Kentucky chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations third annual interfaith dinner. Jewish, Muslim, and Christian faith leaders all came together to break the fast of Ramadan. One of the unfortunate similarities these religions share is the global attacks on places of worship, but many people say those tragedies have brought them together. Central Baptist Church pastor Mark Johnson tells WKYT CARE Kentucky invited other faiths to join the dinner to celebrate their traditions and similarities.
This is a part of what America can offer the world, a place where different religions can live together in peace. And unfortunately, there are many people in the world that are threatened by a world of greater diversity.
Johnson says while they pray that violence ends, they also say it shouldn't take a tragedy to bring people of different faiths together.
The Republican candidates for governor have been relatively quiet in the lead-up to the primary election. In the absence of public debates, the GOP hopefuls have relied almost exclusively on endorsements and campaign ads to spread their message. Last week, incumbent Matt Bevin got a big boost from Vice President Mike Pence.
How about the lowest unemployment ever recorded in the history of Kentucky? 4% unemployment here in the state of Kentucky alone. Thank you, Governor. Thanks for being a partner with us.
Bevin's main challenger in the Republican gubernatorial primary is State Representative Robert Goforth. Ike Williams and William Woods are also running for the GOP nomination. Election day is May 21st.
A new MIT study is aiming to capture how much people would pay for free online services such as Facebook, Wikipedia, and YouTube. The study offers a new category of gross domestic product known as GDPB for benefit to try to quantify the economic impact of services that aren't included in the traditional GDP. It's part of a growing body of research that suggests the whole concept of GDP may need an update. Study co-author Avanish Collins says it would be hard for online services to start charging users.
many of these products substitute for each other. Like with Facebook, we found that lots of people who use Facebook also use and value Instagram and YouTube really high. So if you start charging for Facebook, they could migrate to Instagram or YouTube. The implications there are not clear.
In other words, Colin says people could just move to whatever service is still free.
A West Virginia University researcher is seeking funding to study whether using fentanyl testing strips changes the behavior of drug users. The Charleston Gazette-Mail reports fentanyl is a powerful opioid that is increasingly involved in drug-related deaths. Some harm reduction programs use the strips to warn drug users of the presence of fentanyl. Dr. Judith Feinberg is a professor at the WVU School of Medicine. She told the paper people might be safer knowing there is fentanyl in their drugs, but people could also use the strips to seek out dangerous drug doses.
Certified organic farming in Ohio is a growing business, and an annual opportunity to peek inside some sustainable operations begins next month. The Ohio Ecological Food and Farm Association has released the schedule for its 2019 Sustainable Farm Tour and Workshop Series, which features more than 30 farms and businesses in Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana. Lauren Ketchum is the communications coordinator with OEFFA. She says there will be special events celebrating the organization's 40th anniversary, in addition to the regular workshops and tours.
The Farm Tour Series is really near and dear to our hearts. It provides unique on-farm opportunities for growers, educators, and eaters to learn about sustainable agriculture and local foods from growers and producers with years of practical experience.
The series runs through June through December, and most events are free and open to the public. Tours include a creamery plant, an organic dairy farm, a community vegetable and fruit garden addressing local hunger, and a hemp seed grain research plot. We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Ginny's Embroidery Unlimited, 143 East Main Street in Moorhead. Embroidery Unlimited specializes in screen printing, embroidery, heat press, quilts, and blankets, wedding, anniversary, and baby gifts, custom-designed t-shirts, pullovers, hoodies, hats, and bags for athletic teams, Greek organizations, clubs, and businesses. Open at 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Embroidery Unlimited can be reached at 784-7000 and Facebook under Ginny's Embroidery Unlimited.
The search for a missing Magoffin County toddler continues this afternoon. 22-month-old Kenneth Howard was reported missing on Sunday night around 8:30 p.m. According to WKYT, Magoffin County Rescue Squad Leader Carter Conley says the boy went missing around 7:30 p.m., but the family spent time looking for him before calling the police. Tim Conway lives in the area where Howard was last seen. He says he is a very active little boy.
He was real interested in getting into everything, but he's smart. I mean, he was just hard to keep up with, but, he just wanted to know about everything.
Police say they are still unsure of what the parents were doing during the time Kenneth disappeared.
A Johnson County businessman faces up to 20 years in prison after pleading guilty to embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars from his Fayette County employer. Franklin Fletcher of Oil Springs is a former accountant and gas sales manager for Nidus Exploration in Lexington. He pleaded guilty to fraud last week. According to WKYT, Fletcher admitted to writing company checks to his ex-wife without her knowledge and then cashing those checks and keeping the money. Prosecutors say he got away with over $374,000 between 2012 and 2018. Fletcher is scheduled to be sentenced on August 23rd.
A pilot for an American Airlines subsidiary has been arrested in the deaths of three people in Kentucky. 51-year-old Christian Martin was arrested at the Louisville airport. He was indicted Friday by a Christian County grand jury in the 2015 deaths of Calvin and Pamela Phillips and Edward Danzuro, all of Pembroke. Attorney General Andy Beshear says Martin was taken into custody Saturday.
And they did it safely. And the most important thing in any of these types of arrests is to do it safely, both for law enforcement and for the public.
American Airlines says in a statement it is cooperating in the investigation. The airline says Martin has been a pilot for subsidiary PSA Airlines since January 2018. It wasn't immediately known whether Martin has an attorney who could comment. He was being held in the Christian County Detention Center on murder, arson, and burglary charges, along with tampering with physical evidence. Authorities have not given a motive for the slayings.
Two Lexington schools were on heightened alert today as police searched the area for a suspect in an early morning bank robbery. The robbery happened just after 9 a.m. this morning at the Central Bank on West New Circle Road. Officials say a man entered the bank wearing a gray hooded mask and displayed a handgun, took cash, and fled in a red minivan. The vehicle was found a short time later, allegedly after the robber crashed into a pool and spa warehouse located a few blocks away from the bank. LEX 18 reports that cash was reportedly found on the ground near the van. The suspect was later tracked to the Eastland area, and Dixie Elementary and Crawford Middle were both on heightened alert. During that alert, indoor activities continued as normal, but students were kept inside the building.
A Laurel County grandmother has admitted guilt in the case of a 7-month-old infant who ingested meth. The child's parents, Lindsay Browning and Christopher Mays, and grandparents Linda and Russell Mays, have all been jailed on charges of first-degree criminal abuse. Deputy Gilbert Acciardo is with the Laurel County Sheriff's Office. He tells WKYT there must be something bad happening at the residence.
The child didn't inhale meth fumes. It actually had to have ingested the meth in some fashion. We don't know whether it got it on its fingertips or what, but it actually ingested the meth into its system. So, I mean, why was the child, a 7-month-old, how could the child be in contact with meth in the residence?
Both the baby's parents and grandparents are lodged in the Laurel County Detention Center, and each are on a $25,000 cash bond. The baby was taken to UK Medical Center. He remains in the hospital, and his current condition is unknown.
Lexington police are searching for a suspect after shots were fired at a gas station on Sunday. WKYT reports it happened around 12:30 a.m. at the Mini Mart on Town Center Drive. According to officers, a man in a blue zip-up sweatshirt and black pants came into the convenience store demanding cash. Lieutenant Chris Brackle says the store clerk reacted by pulling out a handgun and firing at the would-be robber.
You can only use deadly force to protect your own life. We can't use deadly force to protect property, but it appears in this case he was concerned that this person was also armed and that his life was in danger.
Police say no one was injured and nothing was taken from the store. An investigation is still ongoing as Lexington police are still searching for the suspect.
A Knox County man is charged with the rape and sodomy of a disabled woman that he knew through church, Kentucky State Police say. A 29-year-old woman told investigators that 71-year-old Clark Mills was her transportation to church. The alleged victim told officers that Mills picked her up from her home and drove to a motel in Bell County. According to LAX 18, the woman told detectives that Mills raped her in the motel room. During the investigation, Mills admitted to a detective that the rape did happen. He knew the woman for 2 years and knew of her disability. He was arrested and charged with second-degree rape and sodomy. Mills was lodged in the Knox County Detention Center. Taking a look at the weather tonight, clouds early with some clearing expected late, lows around 44 degrees. Tuesday sunny along with a few afternoon clouds, highs around 66 degrees. On Tuesday night, partly cloudy skies, lows near 45. On Wednesday, partly cloudy skies during the morning hours will become overcast in the afternoon, highs around 71. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows around 53 degrees. Thursday, partly cloudy skies, highs around 77 degrees. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures in Flemingsburg, 53. Maysville 55, Ashland 58, Grayson 57, Inez and Mount Sterling 55, Lexington 57, and Moorhead. It's currently 54 degrees.
On our feature segment today, the Democratic candidates for governor in Kentucky will square off in another debate this week. WMKY's Joe Lewis has more.
The four candidates will take to the stage at the Gatton Student Center on the University of Kentucky campus Wednesday to make their case for the Democratic nomination. WKYT's political editor Bill Bryant has hosted each of the major candidates on his Kentucky Newsmaker show. House Democratic floor leader Rocky Adkins says an investment in education is one of the main pillars of his platform.
The increase in tuition is nothing more than a tax increase on the backs of working families. We got to get more money into higher ed, all levels of education. We got to be looked at as the world-class education system in this global economy.
Attorney General Andy Beshear says he wants to place a major emphasis on voting access and increasing voter turnout.
Voting is the bedrock of our democracy, but for far too many families, it's simply too hard. So we want to take steps to make sure that we have more than 20% of eligible voters that come out and select their public officials and then can hold them accountable.
Former State Auditor Adam Edelin says he wants to lead Kentucky into economic prosperity by embracing new energy technologies.
States all around us are creating thousands of renewable energy jobs, but we're not pursuing that path, and people aren't getting employed in industries of the future because we've got leaders who have their head in the sand. This is about electing a governor who knows what the new economy looks like and knows how to create a path for all our people to get there.
Edelin has been the first to go on the attack in his campaign ads, releasing an ad targeting Beshear last week where he accused the attorney general of being embroiled in a bribery scandal. Beshear's campaign responded with its own ads, calling the ad, quote, shameful and false, saying it resembles something out of the GOP playbook. Adkins has so far stayed out of the fray. Perennial candidate Jeff Young will also participate in the debate, which will be broadcast live on WYMT, WKYT, and other Gray-affiliated television stations on Wednesday at 7 p.m. For WMKY News, I'm Joe Lewis.
It's 446 and 54 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Chaz Jenkins, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this chilly Monday afternoon. Kenzie Thompson has sports after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University, offering a weekly summer camp program for children ages 5 through 12. Open to the community May 20th through August 2nd, an inclusive, fun, and active camp program run by certified counselors. Space is limited. More information by calling Zach Martin at 783-5284 or online at moreheadstate.edu/recreation.
The Brown County baseball and softball teams are back in action tonight. Good afternoon, this is WMKY Sports. I'm Kenzie Thompson. The Brown County baseball team will host Paul Lawrence Dunbar tonight at Morehead State University. The 31-3 Vikings have had three wins over the weekend, and they are hoping to keep a 23-game win streak alive as they face the 20-9 Bulldogs. Assistant coach Rob Ward says tonight's matchup will be great preparation for postseason play.
We're looking for a game against a great opponent that's ranked in the state, someone to really test us and push us, you know, right before tournament time. And so I reached out to their coach, and they were trying to get us to come down there. And I thought, you know what, let's see if they'll come to Morehead, and what better way of, you know, talking to a big team and coming here than playing on a great field like Sunny Island Field.
Citizens Bank is sponsoring tonight's game, so all youth can get in for free. First pitch is set for 6:30 p.m. The Round County softball team hosts Johnson Central tonight. The 22-9 Vikings moved to second place in the region over the weekend with wins over Sheldon Clark and Lawrence County on the road. The Eagles are 15-16 on their season. They took down Raceland and Jackson City at home on Saturday. Roundhead coach Larry Sloan is expecting a tough matchup.
It'll be a good ball game. We went up there and played, and we beat them up there. But we hit it well and played well up there. Hopefully we can do the same thing tonight. We beat them 8-2 the first time we played them. But it will be a really good ball game. If we play poorly, they'll win. They're a good team.
Game time tonight at Sloan Stadium is set for 6:30 p.m. Taking a look at other 16th regional baseball action this evening, East Carter hosts Elliott and Fairview welcomes Rose Hill Christian at 5:30. Ashland Blazer hosts Morgan County and Boyd hosts Paintsville. Both those games are set to begin at 6 p.m. And finally, Bath County travels to Powell County for a 6:30 matchup. Taking a look at regional softball action tonight, Russell travels to Boyd County and Fairview hosts East Carter at 5:30 p.m. Bath County hosts Mason County, Fleming hosts Harrison, Menifee travels to Bracken, Ashland Blazer travels to Greenup, and Morgan County hosts Breathitt. All five of those games are set to begin at 6. And finally, Elliott County faces off with West Carter at 6:30 in Olive Hill. We'll have scores from all of tonight's 16th region action tomorrow on Morning Edition. For the fourth consecutive season, the Kentucky softball team has been selected as a host site for the NCAA softball regionals. The Wildcats earned the number 13th national seed and will host Atlantic Coast Conference champions Virginia Tech, Big Ten at large selection Illinois, and Mid-American Conference tournament champions Toledo. The Lexington Regional will begin on Friday with Illinois facing off against Virginia Tech at noon. Kentucky will then play Toledo at 2:30 p.m. Both games will be broadcast on ESPN3. Each regional follows a double elimination format with at least 3 wins required to get to the NCAA Super Regionals. Today marks the Cincinnati Reds' first day off in 3 weeks. They aren't getting much downtime either, since he will be back at home Tuesday evening to begin a 3-game series with the Cubs. The Reds just recently finished a winning series against the Giants, going 2-for-3, largely due to a fantastic pitching performance. Reliever David Hernandez tells Reds.com he feels the bullpen is pretty stacked.
I think, you know, the manager for the first month will fill things out, see what we got down there, and I don't think there's a guy that we can't go to down there that can't be successful. And, you know, it's just to be able to get the big innings and be able to be successful, I think takes a load off of the other guys. And, you know, when I need a day or somebody else needs a day, I think we have plenty of good arms.
First pitch tomorrow evening is set for 6:40. The Morehead State University track and field team wrapped up their season at the OVC Championships this weekend. WMKY's Chaz Jenkins reports.
Senior Justin Mokler capped his track and field career for Morehead State by becoming the first ever Eagle to win the 1500-meter individual title at the OVC Championships. Several Eagles on the men's and women's side scored points in the event held at Southeast Missouri. Mokler was the first Eagle to win an event at the OVC meet since Desmond Bell was the 800-meter champion in 2013. Sophomores Micah Bailey and Darby Pillow finished 7th and 8th, respectively, in the 800-meter run. Junior Jarrett Mattingly came in 8th in the 10,000-meter run. On the women's side, senior Maya Ferris was 8th in the 1,500-meter run, while junior Abigail Dorn took an 8th place showing in the 800-meter run. For WMKY Sports, I'm Chaz Jenkins.
A former University of Kentucky football player is learning to adjust to a professional athletic environment. Kentucky's Josh Allen began putting in work Friday as the Jaguars' first-round pick began practice at a minicamp for rookies. Allen mostly played linebacker at Kentucky, but he tells WKYT he's been playing multiple positions on defense.
I just do whatever they want me to be honest with you. You know, they brought me here to play multiple positions. If so, you know, then that's what they use me as, but they want me just to rush the passer, I'll rush the passer. So, you know, I just do my job, do what they tell me to do, try to be great at that.
Season play for the Jacksonville Jaguars kicks off at 7:30 on August 8th against the Baltimore Ravens at the M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. And finally in sports this afternoon, the jockey aboard Maximum Security in the Kentucky Derby will serve a suspension. KNN's Will Clark has the story.
The three-steward panel at Churchill Downs handed down a 15-racing-day suspension for Luis Saez for his actions aboard Maximum Security in the Kentucky Derby. In their ruling, they say Saez showed a failure to control his mount and maintain a straight course, and that caused him to interfere with other horses, ultimately resulting in his disqualification. Saez hired legal counsel and presented a video last week that he claims shows there was no interference by Maximum Security. The disqualification meant second-place finisher Country House was named the winner. Saez's suspension begins May 23rd. I'm Will Clark.
That's going to do it for sports today. For WMKY, I'm Kenzie Thompson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball will host the Eagle Day Camp June 10th through 13th from 9 a.m. to noon in MSU's Johnson Arena. Open to boys and girls in kindergarten through 8th grade. More information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell sharply, with the NASDAQ composite having its worst day of the year after China decided to raise tariffs on some U.S. goods as the ongoing trade war between the world's largest economies intensifies. And at the close, the Dow Industrials dropped 617.38, or 2.4%, to 25,324.99. The S&P 500 fell 2.4% to 2811.87, and the NASDAQ composite was down 3.4% to 7647.02. At its lows of the day, the Dow fell as much as 719.86, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both traded down 2.8% and 3.6% respectively at their session lows. The indices came off their lows in the afternoon after President Trump said he had not decided whether to slap tariffs on an additional $325 billion in Chinese goods. China will hike tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. imports starting June 1st in retaliation for the tariffs that were recently raised here in the U.S. Trade bellwether Caterpillar fell 4.6%, Apple dropped 5.8%, and Boeing shares declined more than 4.5%. And of course, all three of these stocks are sensitive to Chinese trade. There was speculation that Boeing could be really singled out by China in the upcoming trade war. The utilities and real estate sectors, considered by investors to be defensive spaces in the market, were the only ones in the S&P 500 to close higher in trading today. Asian markets fell broadly. The Nikkei 225 index fell 0.7%, while the Shanghai Composite pulled back 1.2%. In Europe, the Stock 600 index fell 1.2%. And interest rates fell today as there was a rush to the safety of the U.S. Treasury bond. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield fell to 2.39%, while the 2-year dipped to 2.17%. United Health Group and Chevron are the only two Dow members to have posted gains since the trade tensions ratcheted up last week. And in that time, the two shares are up around 3%, while the Dow is down 4%. And despite all the rhetoric on trade, Larry Kudlow, of course, a key advisor to the White House, said yesterday that Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are likely to meet at the June G20 meeting in Japan. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank down $1.32 at $40.83, Kroger down 43 cents at $25.40, Marathon Petroleum down $2.43 at $50.72, and UPS was down $1.31, finishing at $99.32. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one- and two-numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. More information at 784-1250.
Taking a look at some events coming up in the region, the MSU Summer Arts Academy takes place June 9th through the 15th at Moorhead State University. Offered to area high school students with an interest in music, theater, art and design, ceramics and photography. Fees include housing, meals, activities and instruction. Merit scholarships are available. More information by calling 783-2401.
The Moorhead Chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness presents a program on mental health, getting past stereotypes and stigmas, at the Round County Public Library at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, May 14th. Guest speaker will be Rebecca Montgomery, Community Education Manager from St. Clair Healthcare. The program is free, and everyone is welcome to attend.
The Kentucky Folk Arts Center offers a permanent collection crafted by Kentucky folk artists, and gift shop has many unique gifts, including artwork, crafts, books, jewelry, and more. The center is open Mondays through Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission is free, and the public is invited.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at St. Clair Healthcare in Moorhead from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. All donors will receive a free T-shirt.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling presents the Women's Choir Concert at 7 p.m. on Saturday, May 18th. Tickets are priced at $10 for adults and $5 for students. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Nacogdoches Miller, Keneally Roberts, Haley Stidham, Grant Johnson, Kenzie Thompson, Cody Robinson, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock. KNN's Will Clark, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Joe Lewis. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and Translator W202BHNI NAS. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.